With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Imagine calling 911 for an ambulance and the dispatcher tells you there isn't one available. That could soon be the case for many Glacier County residents. The county says its emergency medical services are close to folding amid the local government's long-standing financial woes. MTPR's Aaron Bolton explains.
This is the main ambulance area here. We have
Glacier County Chief Financial Officer Chancey Kitson is showing off the county's still new-looking 4-year-old EMS facility that provides emergency transport coverage over 3,000 square miles.
Glacier County is a huge service area. So you have from here, it must be close to 60 miles to the Canadian border to BAB.
At its peak in 2018, Kitson says the county had up to 30 paid EMS staff, and the county spent $2.1 million on department operations. But over the last 2 years, the department has dwindled to about 11 paid employees and some volunteers.
We're potentially 30 days away from drastically reducing services to a 100% volunteer service, just because of the cash flow challenges that the county is having.
The county's financial woes are a long, complicated story we'll get into later. But in short, if its emergency transport system keeps running in the red, the program could shut down in April at the latest. Acting EMS manager Tana Evans says that could mean many of the 50 monthly calls her staff receive on average could go unanswered.
It is very difficult right now, especially do we go find other jobs? We just don't know. Right now we're just going day to day and just to see what happens.
Evans explains it's unlikely the rural county of roughly 14,000 people could find enough volunteers to provide the service when funding runs dry.
I think everyone is very concerned about what's going to happen. If there's an emergency, are we going to be jumping in the back of a pickup and being hauled to the hospital? There is no clear answers at this point what people will be able to do.
According to the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services, EMS programs across the state are already strained when it comes to replacing older volunteers and even finding candidates for paid positions. The department's Sherry Graham says the potential folding of Glacier's program would exacerbate that situation on the Rocky Mountain front.
They would have to have EMS come from outlying communities, which would be not only, you know, a delay in service for the Cutbank area, but that would also mean that it would be taxing on those surrounding communities and pulling their volunteer staff out to cover the Cutbank community.
But neighboring EMS programs in Toole and Ponderay counties say they can't lend consistent service to help Glacier. Dr. Hank Clay, who sits on Glacier County's health board, is concerned about what this will mean for locals' access to emergency health care. The health board recently sent a letter to county commissioners pleading for them to find a way to keep the EMS program going. Clay, who works at Northern Rockies Medical Center out of Cutbank, says the hospital requests about 3 patient transfers daily. He says even now, staff sometimes can't find a ground EMS provider to transfer patients to Great Falls or Kalispell, where more advanced medical services are located. Medevac services can also be unavailable at times.
And we're stuck with the patient that we really have no business taking care of. And that's a problem. Hope they come to some solutions quickly, because without EMS, we're going to really put citizens in this county in jeopardy. You know, lives are going to be lost because of it. So.
County Commission Chair Michael DeRozier is very aware of the concern.
And the community is starting to notice that and plead with us, don't let that happen. But we've gone to the community and we asked the community if they wanted to fund it.
DeRozier is referring to ballot measures voters shot down early last year, asking them to raise taxes to pay off most of the EMS department's debt. But DeRozier says the department's budget issues don't solely rest on lack of funding.
You know, they always had a tendency to overspend, and we were a little lax in monitoring that.
DeRozier says between building a new EMS facility and covering budget shortfalls, the department accounts for over half of the county's $5 million of debt. DeRozier says part of that problem stemmed from the department falling behind on billing dating back to 2014, namely $1.8 million worth of hospital transfers out of the Indian Health Services Browning facility. IHS disputes that figure, and now the county is taking the agency to court in an effort to get the money. In the meantime, the county has stopped providing IHS with transfers, which paid for much of the county's EMS program in the past. Glacier County CFO Chancey Kitson says the legal dispute over IHS billing could make or break the government's ability to provide EMS.
It actually, without a doubt, this building and this program is one of the items that is 90% responsible for the financial position of the county.
The state has frozen roughly $1.3 million in funding for the county because of discrepancies in its cash reporting. The county says it's close to getting the funding unfrozen. Kitson says that and a payout from IHS would boost the county's plan to resolve its debt in the next 5 years. But even if that happens, it might not be the end of its financial saga. The State Department of Justice is in the midst of investigating how the county wound up in so much debt. And while there's no timeline for that investigation, its findings could be another twist in Glacier County's story. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.